Boxes of documents were seized earlier this month in an FBI raid of the office and hotel room of Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer and fixer. Cohen is being investigated for potential banking and campaign finance violations. Judge Kimba Wood of the Federal District Court in Manhattan has not yet decided who will review Cohen's material. The documents are sensitive. President Trump's legal team tried to prevent the court from looking at everything, but the judge said no. And whoever gets the job of sorting through all these materials will have to determine which documents, if any, fall under what's called attorney-client privilege. If a document does fall under attorney-client privilege, it's considered confidential, it'll be given back to Michael Cohen, and will not be used in court. Stephen Gillers is a law professor at New York University. He says attorney-client privilege is a centuries-old legal standard affirmed by the Supreme Court, and he says it has a specific goal.
What it means to accomplish what the United States Supreme Court said is its purpose is to enable the client to speak candidly to his or her lawyer to provide all the information the lawyer might need so that the client can get informed legal advice. An uninformed lawyer cannot adequately inform and advise the client. And we tell the client that this information is secret and you don't have to worry about sharing it with your lawyer because your lawyer can't disclose it to anyone else.
For the person or people reviewing these Cohen documents that were seized in the raid, there are a number of things that they'll look for to see if attorney-client privilege applies. For instance, who's included in the correspondence? Explain that.
Well, the privilege will only apply if there's a correspondence or a communication between Cohen and his client or Cohen and his own lawyers. And so the first thing you look at is who was party to the communication. If Cohen is writing to his banker or his business partner about a business matter, that doesn't even cross the line into possibly being attorney-client privileged.
So if a lawyer is discussing something other than legal advice with a client, is that privileged?
Probably not. It depends upon the mix of the communication. If a communication is predominantly legal, but around the edges, the lawyer gives some peripheral advice, the whole thing will be protected. But if it's predominantly non-legal advice, then none of it will be protected.
Talk a little more about the exceptions to this attorney-client privilege.
The major exception, and the one that is most fascinating here, is what's called the crime-fraud exception. What it says is if the client's purpose in communicating with a lawyer is to use the lawyer's services to advance a criminal or fraudulent goal, then the whole communication is not privileged because that is not a legitimate use of lawyer's services. And so the government seems to be claiming and successfully claimed to get its warrant in the first place that there is reason to believe, probable cause to believe, that the purpose of some of the communications between Cohen and others was to achieve a criminal or fraudulent goal and that therefore they are not privileged.
In response to this raid, the president tweeted, quote, attorney-client privilege is now a thing of the past, saying that he had lawyers worried about raids on their offices or homes. Does anything about the raid or the way this case is proceeding raise questions for you about attorney-client privilege?
Not at all. In fact, what's happening right now in the federal court in Manhattan is a studious effort by Judge Wood to identify those documents or communications that are privileged so that they are returned to Cohen. The whole exercise is an effort to protect the attorney-client privilege, to separate out those items that are privileged from those items that are not. If the privilege were dead, there'd be no such effort going on.
Stephen Gillers is a law professor at New York University. Stephen, thanks so much.
You're welcome.